Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Okay, Steve Arterburn is not in. I am in today filling in for him. My name is Larry Sonnenberg, and I have Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard sitting next to me.
Hello, Larry. Good to be with you again.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for filling in.
Yeah, I enjoy getting to do this, even though it usually happens when something's going on in Steve's life.
And yeah, we miss
too
him.
Busy or sick or something. We've been promoting our club New Life and how we got new benefits and a new thank you gift. And I want to talk about the benefit of that video library. Jill will be doing some. We've got her scheduled to be doing some.
Yes, I will be adding to that soon.
Yep. And Dave added a whole bunch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Dave, I wanted to talk to you about, I don't know which of these you want to talk about. Two things that I really liked, a lot I liked, but one was you talked about the history of the 12 steps and AA, and you also talked about dividing it into three segments. And I thought that was kind of unique because that's kind of your own little thing, but maybe speak to that a little bit.
I see the 12 steps as really being three commitments. Step 1, 2, and 3 is a commitment to Jesus as my higher power. Steps 4 to 7 is the commitment to know who I am, to know myself, and be honest with myself. And steps 8 and 9 are a commitment to make things right with other people. And 10, 11, and 12 summarize those three commitments each. 10 is a commitment to know myself. 11 is a commitment to know Jesus as my higher power. And 12 is a commitment to other people. Yeah. So it becomes a way to remember what you're dealing and what you're working with, and making those three commitments is a big part of being successful in recovery.
And I want to encourage people who have heard or think in some way that the 12 steps are not really what we ought to do as a Christian, because you talk about a higher power and you don't talk about Jesus, that if you'll watch these videos on our video library, Dave will explain that really well and thoroughly about how it's been an evangelistic tool so that people who are alcoholic would come to name Jesus as their higher power. But it was an entree to get them in.
Yeah, they made the decision to kind of depersonalize it so that anybody could come in. And a lot of people start recovery, they're mad at God because God hasn't really fixed them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
probably wouldn't step foot in a church, right?
Yeah. And so they may make the group the higher power, and I had a guy make try to make the tree the higher power.
Yeah, you tell that story.
And it doesn't help much to have a tree. And I speak at recovery meetings and love to show the incredible power that Jesus displayed when he was here on earth. Mm. And why not get the most powerful, higher power you can get, which is
instead of a mediocre
Jesus Christ.
One, right?
Yeah. Well, I know that there are 12-step groups that have kind of been hijacked a little away from anybody ever talking about Jesus and such, but that's not what we're talking about when we talk about our life recovery groups and the 12 steps. And so I just wanted to give you that kind of encouragement. When you make a gift this month, our gift for you, any amount, you'll get the book Understanding and Loving a Person with Drug or Alcohol Addiction. And Dr. Dave Stoop and Steve Arterburn were co-authors on that book. And the pioneers were Dr. Bob and
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, yeah. But you're a pioneer in your own right, because you were right there. I mean, you have taken this and you've lived it, and it's in your family and yourself in dealing with family issues, and you know the history like nothing. So we really appreciate that you're
AA
here.
AA publishes a fascinating book, Dr. Bob and the Good Old Timers, which talks about that.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We'll get to the phones in just a second. I wanted to remind everybody that we have a life recovery conference coming to the Washington, D.C. area, and it's Friday, May 18th, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., and then it continues on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12:30. And Dr. Dave Stoop will speak there. Steve will speak. Chris Williams, Dr. Chris Buckingham locally lives in that D.C. area. And it's going to be a great work, a great conference. It's not a workshop. And so we want to invite you to come. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and get registered for that. And then on the evening of Friday the 18th, which is right in the middle of that conference, we're going to have a 30th anniversary celebration. This place has been going for 30 years.
Mm-hmm, Steve it sure has.
It's amazing. He started this thing with a vision, and it's morphed a little and changed a little, but the basis of it is the same. We're helping people that sometimes seem helpless or don't know they need the help they need. And it's a fabulous ministry. 30 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the same evening. And this is all taking place at at Fairfax Community Church in Fairfax, Virginia. So call us 800-NEW-LIFE and get the rest of the details on that. So let's go to the phones and let's talk to Rachel in Louisville, Kentucky. She's on line 6. Hello, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hey there. Thank you so much for taking my call. You all teach me so much. So I think I'll give you my 2-part question first, and then I'll give you some context. So my question is, how will I know if and when I'm ready to pursue another relationship, and or what sort of healing and personal growth do I need to do to make myself ready for that? So here's the context. I'm recently widowed to a man that, while I loved him dearly, was narcissistic, abusive, controlling, and manipulative. Mm. And I, in a lot of ways, I feel like the man that I thought I was marrying died many years ago. So we have not had anything close to a real marriage for a lot of years.
How long were you married to him?
And I feel like I'll never be able to trust anybody again. Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to be intimate with anybody again. The hurt is so great, the anger, all those sorts of things. And then my standards are so high that I'll probably never find anybody like that at my age, you know, to fit what I'm looking for.
Yeah, those are all the things you. Those are all the things you say to yourself when you're wanting to protect yourself. Right.
How many years were you married?
18.
Okay.
But the last 13 years have been disastrous. And just so you'll know too, I would have left years ago, but being the abusive person that he was, he told me many times that if I ever tried to leave, he'd kill me. And he did have the means to do that. So
wow.
I stayed because I was afraid to try to leave.
I'm so sorry. Hmm. And then took him out.
Let me answer your second question. What do you have to do to get ready? You have to understand why you picked a man like that.
Yeah.
And where you were in a similar kind of situation growing up, which parent did you marry,
even if it wasn't exactly the same, right? Yeah, there was some thread of familiarity, even if your husband was more extreme, and we don't know that. But does anything come to mind for you?
Well, honestly, I've been kind of knocking around those kinds of questions in my head myself. I've been reading. How We Love. I haven't finished it yet, and I tend to think that I'm a more healthy attachment person, but
I'm not so sure.
Go ahead.
Say more healthy than what? I'm not sure what that means. Your more healthy attachment.
That I don't necessarily fit too well into
any of those categories.
Any of the more disordered kinds of attachment.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, and that's partly what I'm afraid of, is, gosh, what am I doing that might be drawing that kind of person to me? I'd like to think I'm a person with healthy boundaries, but maybe I'm not. So honestly, I don't even trust my own perspective. I don't know if I'm pretty healthy and was just, because I was super naive. I know that when...
Okay, and probably charmed by him. You were charmed by him.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so what hooked you?
Most people don't even know what he was really like. Yeah.
Yeah. What hooked you in his charm? What did he cause you to feel about yourself? What hopes did he evoke in you? And not that we shouldn't have hope, or not that we shouldn't be, you know, excited about, you know, new situations and fun. But there's something at a deeper level that hooked you in, and that's important to look at. And so one of the things when you're talking about you don't even trust yourself, well, okay, so we're not going to just trust you. We're going to recommend that you get really grounded with other people, that you have a support group of women around you, that you, when you start dating someone, can say, okay, I want you guys to meet him. I want you to be aware of any red flags. And you make him a part of your social environment of people that will really tell you the truth. And then you also get into therapy so that you're talking about these issues ongoing. And so this isn't to be paranoid or to pick the guy apart, and we're not expecting perfection, but you just really want to have a lot of people around you to help you in moving forward.
Looking for red flags.
Well, yeah. Looking for the red flags that she can't see.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. Everybody's got something,
yeah.
Right? But there are things that are more of a red flag than not.
Yeah, Steve, right? Steve always jokes, you didn't notice that the guy had a hatchet.
So, yeah. He was so great, but that hatchet in his hand just never... You
know. Never bothered me until we got married, yeah. We have I think Steve wrote the book, Is This the One?
Yeah.
Right.
And Henry suggested to him, and I don't know if it's in that book, that you date about 20 men before you begin to
get that's
serious.
Henry's motto, is that you've...
And what you're doing is you're getting a picture of a variety of people, and it helps you to identify the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
But also having a network of lady friends that can help you evaluate is a key too.
And you want a real person. You don't anything that's too ideal is too ideal, right? You want someone that you can see the flaws up front, and they're willing to acknowledge them, and they're willing to work on them. And that's more of a real human.
Yes. I keep wanting to say, don't be a sucker for a charming man.
Yeah.
Because the charmers can be a little bit dangerous, as you found out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rachel, thank you for calling. We'll send you, I don't know which of those books, if we have them both in stock or not, but we're going to send you one of those dating books, either Is This the One or How to Find a Date Worth Keeping.
Okay, both those are good.
And see which one of those we have, and we'll send that to you.
But get some help in understanding the roots of your attraction.
Yeah. So thank you. Let's talk to Mike. Mike is in Gainesville, Virginia. Or nope, they're talking to Mike still, screening him. Oh, here he comes.
It's tricky, pushing those buttons.
Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
How can we help you?
Well, my question is, should she come and live with us? That's my question.
Who's she?
And we live in Gainesville, Virginia, and we have relatives in Texas, and they live in Waco, but they live in a more of a secular, religious environment, whereby they grow their own crops, they take care of each other, it's a very controlled environment. Well, a couple of weeks ago, my wife got a call with one of her daughters, who she's 28 years old, says that she wants to come and live with us.
It's one of years.
So this is like a niece or relative?
Yes, like a
cousin?
Niece, yes.
Okay.
On my wife's side, yes.
Okay.
So she says she wants to come and live with us, and right off the bat, I did ask my wife, what's going on? Why does she kind of why she want to leave that environment and come and live with us? And she says, I don't know. I said, well, why don't you call her mom and find out what's going on? And she says, well, she's 28 years old. I can't call her mom. She's an adult. So, and I said, well, the minute she comes and live with us, she's going to be our responsibility, basically.
At 28? Why?
Well, because she's not working. I mean, she has to find a job. She has to find, ways of supporting herself financially.
Okay, so she's asking to come live with you, a place to live. I would be asking a lot of questions instead of assuming that suddenly you're taking on this project. I mean, certainly it's something to have someone in your home, but ask her what plans she has. How is she going to support herself? How much can she afford, you're willing to help her for so long, but then she'll need to afford rent. And help out, what expectations would you have?
And I would ask, are you running from something or are you running to something?
Yeah, good point.
Because if she's just running to escape without any plans of what she's running to or towards, the plans that Jill you're talking about.
Right.
But you need to know a little more.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a problem in calling and asking your mother what's going on in the family, mm-hmm. not what's going on with the daughter, but what's going on in the family, and is there a crisis, and you don't even have to talk about what the daughter wants. You could just call and talk and check in and see how the family's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
then you could make if she does come, you can make that her living with you conditional on some things.
Right.
That she does have a plan, that there's a time limit by which she will have her own place and move out.
Yeah, but what was the catalyst for this idea, right? What motivated her to come up with it and to seek you guys out?
Well, ironically, my wife has a sister in Dallas, Texas. She had initially called her saying that she wanted to come and live with her. And then so she went, since she was in Dallas, she drove down to Waco and said, hey, what's going on? And she didn't say anything as to why she wants to come and live with them. And then all of a sudden she calls my wife and tells her, hey, I want to move and come and live with you guys. So we're like, what's really going on that she really wants to, she wants to get away from that environment? And if that's the case, what is going on? I don't know. So, I'm just saying.
It could be a good environment to get away from. You never know.
Right. It sounds like some investigating needs to happen. You need to know more.
Don't hesitate to do that. You have every right to do the investigating, Mike.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and it's okay to tell her. We want to understand. It's not that we're opposed to you living with us, but we want to understand why all of a sudden you're asking relatives to come and live with them.
Okay.
Right? Because if you're going to have someone in your home, you want there to be upfront communication.
Correct.
Right? You don't want to bring problems into your home that you weren't aware of ahead of time. And you want to know that you're really helping her and that you're not enabling her.
And then you don't want to get caught in some kind of family drama either.
Family feud, yeah.
Yeah, so put on your detective hat, but be direct at the same time and see what you can find out. And you might help somebody that really needs help, or you might find out that you're going to escape what would have been a disaster. But it's hard to know until you start asking those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling. Trying to think if there's a book.
Take Your Life Back?
Okay. Let's then Take Your Life Back.
Maybe for her.
The niece may need that, yes.
Yeah. I want to remind folks, a couple weeks ago, we had a group of donors that pooled their resources and said, we want you to take this amount and challenge your radio audience that this is a matching challenge, matching gift. When you give the $235,000 that they have committed to give to us, that'll be released and used as you match that money. So would you be willing to make a gift knowing that it's going to be doubled? We had folks that gave that matching challenge. The gifts ranged from $1,000 to $40,000 that people pulled together to make it. So I know $1,000 is a really big gift to a lot of people, but when you put it in the context of the range of those gifts, it was a variety of gifts. We're expecting a variety of gifts. We're expecting $5, $10 gifts, and we're hoping for some $1,000, $5,000 type gifts. Whatever you can give, it'll be doubled. So if you can make a gift, this is a pre-recorded program, so I don't know how much has already been matched, but we're expecting that we'll be winding it up very soon. So please make a gift. Call us, 800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll send you a thank you gift, a book that we talked about earlier, Understanding and Loving Someone. Thank you.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things for you to be aware of. If you want the most up-to-date information from New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You get special offers, connection, and encouragement. And if you are on social media, you might want to get Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. But it's more than just a filter. It's also an accountability tool. It's great to use with your spouse, a friend, or an accountability partner, and provides reports for online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get you started. Larry?
Okay, thanks, Terry. We want to get right back to the phones, and we're going to go to line four and talk to Steve. Alexandria, Virginia, listens on WAVA, W-A-V-A. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How can we help you?
Thanks. Yes, well, just to give you a little insight of me, it's been about 3 years ago that the grace of the Lord found me, and I accepted His calling, and right now, I guess I'm just waiting for the Lord. I'm single, and I'm waiting for the Lord to bring to me someone I could date and something that leads to marriage. However, in the process of doing that, I have fallen into watching pornography maybe once a month. I know it's wrong for me to do that, and I ask God for forgiveness mm-hmm. when I do. My question is, as a single guy waiting for the Lord, what are some things that I could be doing to just get my mind from those type of things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, my mind's, I got all kinds of ideas, but maybe I should
let... You want to jump in, Larry?
Well, jump in, Larry.
Well, a couple things. You say you're waiting for the Lord. Around here we have a saying, this, people wait for God to do what he's waiting for them to do. And so you need to be doing something, not just waiting. He's not going to deliver a FedEx package and she's going to be there.
Yeah.
A box.
You're going to have to get out and do some things and meet some people. But in terms of the porn issue, mm-hmm. You need to be in community. You need to be in community of men. And you need to be talking about the things that you're doing so that you can
get... I think that, you know, because that's creeping in, that tells me that maybe, and I can't know the mind of God, but maybe he's saying you're not ready to meet someone.
Oh, and I'm sorry to interrupt. You know, that's how I feel. I feel like the Lord is telling me you need to first be faithful to me.
Yeah.
That way, mm-hmm. when you do get married, you are faithful to your wife.
Absolutely.
And
but it's not about white knuckling it.
Right.
Right? And just trying to have the absence of wrong behavior. That's not enough. That's not enough to keep you from it. There's something that's driving you towards that. And
well, there's two things I would suggest to you, Steve. One is that you start developing a network of other men that you can be connected to. And in part of that network of other men would be somebody that you're accountable to in terms of the... pornography, so that you have instead of going to the pornography, you go to your friend who is your mm-hmm. accountability partner and talk through it so that you get beyond the temptation. And the second thing is you need to start dating other women and dating them just to have the experience of dating, getting to know what women
developing
are like
some and friends.
Difference.
Developing some friends.
Yeah, developing some female friends. But mm-hmm. it comes out of the development of men friends, because men friends help us as men become men. Mm-hmm. And that frees us then to be more authentic in our relationship with females. And so it's a stage. There's stages to the development of those two things. And mm-hmm. I would encourage you to follow that kind of
and
pattern.
Steve, the best way to get everything that Jill and Dave have talked about is to come to our Everyman's Battle mm-hmm. Workshop. One of my sons did exactly what I think you need to do, and that is, before he got married, he said, Dad, I need to know that my heart's right and that I'm on track. I'm going to go to Everyman's Battle. And there were some needs there, I'm sure, that he was embarrassed to tell Dad about. But he went, and it's been a really fruitful thing. And out of Everyman's Battle, you're going to find a group of guys. You're going to find community. You're going to find men who will...
And accountability.
That you can call anytime, day or night, and say, hey, I'm struggling, for whatever reason it might be. Or you might get a call from one of them. It's not always out. It's not always inward bound. Sometimes it's good for us to realize that we can be a help to somebody else.
That's right.
I recommended it. I was doing premarital counseling with a couple, and he dabbled in pornography, kind of like what you're describing.
Yeah.
And I sent him to Everyman's Battle, and it was life-changing, even though he wasn't in as deep as other men who were at the conference were at the weekend were. He learned from them, and they learned from him, and he said, it's a problem that'll never be a problem because of what I've learned.
And dabbling in pornography is pretty, I think, from what I hear and see at these workshops, dabbling is always a little more than dabbling. Mm-hmm. And it grows. It doesn't stay dabbling.
And it's a symptom
it's
of something that needs to be dealt
so,
with.
So I hope that's helped you. We're going to send you a copy of Everyman's Battle, the book. And you call or hang on and ask to be connected to our call center to talk about that workshop. and that you'd like to learn a little bit more about it. And I think you'll be glad that you did. Our gift this month, if you make a gift of any size, is Understanding and Loving a Person with Drug or Alcohol Addiction, written by Dr. Dave Stoop and Steve Arterburn. And if you'll make a gift any size, we'll send you that gift. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. I just want to mention our featured resource this month is Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal by Dr. Sherry Kiffer. So give us a call and ask about getting that book. Okay, we want to go right back to the phones, and we want to talk to Jed in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He's on line 8. Okay. Jed, how are you doing? You listen on WRGN. What can we help you with?
I'm having a hard time dealing with regret.
Okay. What are you regretful over?
It looks like a marriage of 22 years is close to collapse.
And what's prompted that?
Pardon?
Tell me a little bit about the collapse of your marriage.
Well, I've been critical early on. 18 years ago, I was unfaithful, and it took a long time for me to actually deal with it myself and even admit to it. To her, and so she became very untrusting. Kind of made changes 5 years ago, and I never stuck to the plan. I did it my way. I wasn't there all the time for the kids, or my wife. Remained critical a lot of the time. Since then we've just basically grown apart. I took her for granted. So, she forgave me and didn't nurture her the way I should have.
And so this is all coming to you now because what's happened?
Oh, actually, 6 months ago it started to go bad, and we've basically just stayed together because of the children.
Sounded like it went bad 18 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah, there's, you're describing a history of things that weren't so great in your marriage. And I'm wondering if 6 months ago your wife got fed up.
Yes, she did.
Okay, like she's endured
yep,
for 18
exactly
years.
Happened.
Yeah.
Yep, and in the last 6 months I've made changes, but I've also tried to hold on too tight and draw her back and
mm-hmm.
and she's actually, I blame it on myself that she's now wants nothing to do with, did not want to be in fellowship with God. She's, without getting into details, she's just basically living her life. She made a lot of life changes and she's dealing me out pretty much. We're still in the same house. I've done everything I can do to show her that I've changed, but there's just bitterness and coldness.
Well, and, right. And I wonder if she tried to get your attention along the way. I mean, I'm sorry she didn't kind of make a bigger deal sooner, but was she trying to tell
she's
you?
She's a very conscientious person.
Mm-hmm.
And she, all the people pleaser, always trying to make sure everyone around her was happy.
So she's got a really long fuse.
That is she's easily hurt, but never, this woman never nagged me. She rarely ever spoke her mind. She feels that every time she even tried to contradict me, I attacked her instead of the problem. I either attacked her way of doing things or her image. Or
so has she filed or has she asked for separation or where are you and no. What is, do you have any glimpse of tiny of hope in any way?
Is there hope?
Any?
When I actually seen what was happening, I asked her to let's get away and spend some time together. And
how about going to a counselor?
That was a big no. And then let's go to that New Life Live that we did 5 years ago that really just gave us a boost. That was a resounding no. And
Jed, what I sense is that you've got to start being different and being quiet, not trying to salvage the marriage or to control the marriage, but to really get yourself on track to become the person that you want to be. And I'm wondering what you're doing. You're trying to be different, but what kind of help are you getting?
Well, I've seen a local Christian counselor several times, probably six or seven times.
Okay, that's good.
She went one time but does not want to go back.
No, well, go for yourself. You've got a lot of stuff to work on. You said she's a people pleaser, so she's wanting things to be different, but she doesn't trust the fact that it's going to be different.
Now she's self-acclaimed, totally selfish.
Yeah. She's given up.
Even with the, I have three boys, 13, 17, and 19.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the boys, she's somewhat selfish now over time.
Well, and people pleasers have a really, really long fuse, and then they snap, right? Because they're good. They feel their goodness has been taken advantage of, and that all the kindness they tried to pour out to get people to change hasn't worked. So it's not the best way to handle things. I mean, she should have snapped sooner, right, to get your attention, because obviously this has gotten your attention. But nonetheless, you did take advantage of her goodness.
So for a long time.
For a long time. So it's understandable that she wouldn't trust you. But remember, I mean, she could be done. She could be done. But at the same time, women say a lot of things, but they still watch. And so she doesn't want to be conned by you. She doesn't want empty promises. She needs to see your actions. She needs to see you being different, not just talking about being different.
And she needs to see it over a period of time to where it's going to last. It's not going to just be a flash in the pan to get her back. It's going to be a genuine life-changing event
and
for
that's
you.
Hard. That's hard for someone who wants immediate results, right? Mm-hmm. I hear you. You're in a lot of pain. And I know you probably want this pain to go away. And you're going to have to...
I've already accepted that it may be over. It's probably over.
Okay.
Housing and the children are probably the only reason she's still in the home.
But that gives you an opportunity to demonstrate.
Which I thank God every day that for them. Mm-hmm. But
I would get in a men's group at the church. I would continue the counseling on a weekly basis. I would be quiet about it and demonstrate it in the way that you live and the way that you are with her. And
I would think
God
about
to,
all oh, sorry, Dave.
Go ahead.
All the things that you now can recall her saying to you over the years and start doing those things. Start being the person that you wish you had been 18 years ago.
Being humble. And not lashing
not
back.
Controlling.
She might have a lot of good reasons to express some hurt and pain, and she could be angry at you and
she'll
lash out.
You.
But don't lash back. Don't be defensive. Put on the hockey suit and let the pucks just come flying at you if that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do something that's showing her that you're a different person
and
than
that
you were.
Understand why she would be angry and hurt.
And none of this is an easy fix. There's no easy button to push and just make it happen. It's going to be the case that it's time.
But I would also go to each of your sons, and I would tell them
great idea.
That you have not been the husband and the man of God that you should have been, or the example to them of how to treat their mother. Awesome. Okay. And I would reinforce that. And if only for your sons. If she doesn't watch, you need to be a different man for your sons. You do not want them to have the same type of marriage. And so it's about living differently because God can do anything. Nothing's impossible with him. And your life being turned around is more important to God than whether your marriage survives or not.
We see a lot of men that have wounds from their fathers at our Everyman's Battle Workshop. And I'm guessing there's some woundedness that you've had in your past. It might not be your father. It could be a myriad of things.
I would guess it's your father.
Yeah, but on that point, I would say make sure your sons know that you're proud of them because they're your sons, not because of what they have done or achieved or accomplished in life, but just that you love them because they're your sons. I wished I had done more of that to my sons as they were growing up. And every man's battle could be a workshop for you. I know it wouldn't hurt, but you're probably at a little different stage of level in some of the intimacy things you're dealing with. But you can hold on and talk to one of our folks at the call center and see if they can give you some help and some ideas of resources.
Because it helps with selfishness too, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your call a lot, Jed, and we'll be thinking and praying for you.
Sorry.
We'll be back
pain.
Right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the Everyman's Battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. I'm sitting in for Steve Artiver and Larry Sonnenberg here, and it's Dr. Joe Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop sitting on either side of me. I want to just say, too, we're on for another hour, so I want Catherine, Veronica, Lisa, would you please hold the line? We will get to your calls, I promise you, next hour. But right now, I want to go and talk to Edward. He's been a very patient man, holding for a while. And Edward, you listen on Sirius XM. You're in North Carolina. How can we help you?
Yes. Oh, hi. I actually want to give encouragement. I'm trying to get my... turn my Bluetooth off here so you can hear me better.
You've been on hold for a while.
Yeah,
we love encouragement.
I've called you all several times, and you've helped me in an area that a previous caller in another episode, Deborah, had called about her son and this more or less round four with his addiction.
Yeah.
And as a pastor of Celebrate Recovery and a man who has a son who is going through the same thing and actually has gained victory over it, I just wanted to give encouragement and let her know if she's listening and give praise to New Life for your ministry and the help that you give to those of us on either side of things that can gain victory through this. But my son is delivered from drug addiction and is being restored up to and including his wife and children. They're all back in the home, our home of my wife and I. And we're just thanking and praising the Lord and New Life. Wow. For what you all do.
Well, thank you.
It's hard.
You have something in common with Dave Stoop, because he had a son that was addicted. It was a tough road, and things are good now.
It's a tough road, but it's worth it when it turns around.
Yeah.
It is. Deborah was asking, how hands-off to be. Mm-hmm. And it really resonated, and I just felt the Spirit moving to me, and I had to call and wait because I hope I can encourage her. I had to go completely hands-off, up to and including where round four, where she's at, was just he ended up sleeping between a tree and a fence behind a Walmart. Mm. And, just the bottom of bottoms, and... I'm sorry.
It's hard.
That's
okay.
Well, the joy and the emotion that wells up and knowing that he found Christ at the bottom.
Yeah.
He found Christ as his rock at the bottom. And I have never seen a 28-year-old young man more on fire for the Lord than this young man.
Mm.
And it took me stepping back, stopping being the enabler and stopping, shaking the finger at him. We all, you can you can imagine what we go through.
Dave, tell your story.
It's coming to a point where you understand what it means to be powerless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shaking my finger is irrelevant. My bailing him out is going to work against me because I have to come to terms with being powerless, which is the first step.
But Dave, tell Edward about having to press charges.
We even got to a point where we were in a program that required us, if he took something from us, that we had to press charges. And the cop, our stuff was missing, and we called the police, and he says, could one of your sons have done this? And we said, yeah. And he puts his pen back in his pocket and closes his book. And then we said, but we're in a program that requires us to press charges if he did. So he got his pen back out and opened his book and took the report and found out that our son had taken it, and we pressed the charges, and he went to jail, which was totally different than what we had been doing earlier when we didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to protect him from the legal system, and instead we put him in the legal system. And I asked him later if that had much to do with his recovery, and he said, well, he says, I started to believe you after that, which had to have a lot to do with his recovery.
Yeah.
I feel like you're telling my story verbatim. My wife and I had to do the exact same thing.
Wow.
And with the exact same result. I would say that was round two.
Yeah.
It wasn't until we got to five that things came about.
We got 29
Which
years.
Which means there's always hope, right?
We got 29 years of being clean and sober, and it's a gift back to us that we never thought we'd have.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, Edward, thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. We love that encouragement. We do what we do because we know God is a God of second chances. And
it's so hard for parents. It is hard to take that stand because you don't know the outcome. So it's so wonderful to hear stories of hope.
Yeah. Before I ask Dave to close us with a word of scripture, I want to remind folks that we are going to do a 30th anniversary celebration and a life recovery conference all at the same weekend. The workshop, or I keep calling it a workshop, it's a life recovery
conference.
Okay.
Yeah, May 18th and 19th. It's in Washington, D.C. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and get all the details, but it's going to be at Fairfax Community Church. You need to call and register for the
conference.
I got a block in my head.
Because it's different than our weekend intensives. That's right.
But you'll want to go to this. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dave Stoop is going to speak, and Steve Arterburn, Chris Williams, Dr. Chris Buckingham. It's from 2:30 to 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And it's again the next morning from 9 to 12:30. And we're going to do a 30th celebration in the middle of it all. So give us a call and find out the details. Dave, share a scripture with us.
Well, I've been studying the prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, in one of our publications.
You have to be careful around Larry. He may take it the wrong way.
Yeah, it said I'm studying the prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. I don't know anything about
it. Larry perked up.
And I was struck by a passage in Ezekiel where God says, I'm not doing this because you deserve it, but I'm doing it because for the sake of my holy name. That's in chapter 36 of Ezekiel. And it's nice to know that God takes care of us, not because we deserve it, but because of his holiness and because of his holy name. He is faithful. He's long-suffering. And he wants to protect that image. And so he takes care of us and provides for us, and even when it doesn't feel like he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And we forget about God's holiness too often. We think of him as such a good
as a buddy.
But he's holy. You know, I want to just close it out by saying we still have this matching gift. We want to wrap it up. If you make a gift, we can double it. I want to encourage you to join Club New Life. We have a video library that is just outstanding, and we're adding it to it regularly. We've got our radio host. We have some of our network counselors. Steve Arterburn has done a myriad of things. So it's a great resource for you, and it's all to say thank you to those of you who are tried and true month after month supporting us. $30 a month or more. And so we just love it that you're part of the family when you do that. So give us a call. I'm also, we need 6 new Club New Life signups every day. Would you be one of the 6 today? Thank you for listening. We love what we do here. We love presenting God and Jesus Christ as somebody who wants to give us a second chance and give us grace and mercy. We'll be back
tomorrow.
Thanks
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.